The word I was assigned was eccentric. Eccentric means a person or behavior that is unconventional and strange. Every family is different from one another. Each parent helps his child grow in his own way. This goes towards religion and, most importantly, one's personality. I would consider my family to be unconventional, meaning that we do not conform to what is generally done or believed. Additionally, I would definitely consider myself strange, not because my family is unconventional, but because being strange and expressing who you are is much more interesting than being plain old boring. One could say that my family and I are eccentric, a person or a behavior that is unconventional and strange. When I say my family is unconventional, I'm referring to both religion and rules in the household. My parents are both Jewish, and we used to celebrate these holidays, but not so much anymore. We actually have 2 Christmas trees in the house during the wintertime. The reason why we celebrate Christmas is because my cousins are half Christian, so my parents wanted my sisters and I to not feel so left out during that time. After many years of celebrating both Hanukkah and Christmas, we shied away from Hanukkah because we soon realized that Christmas was much better getting all presents on one morning rather than 8 presents throughout 8 days. Many Jewish families would be very concerned with our situation, but in my family's eyes, Christmas is a time for family to be together, not celebrated for religious reasons. As one can see, my family and I are not very religious. This is a reason why one could call us eccentric.
Bodacious. Bodacious means being excellent or admirable. In my essay, I talk about how being bodacious can affect our lives in a good way and in a bad way, depending on how you use your skills. In my essay, in a portion, I talk about a kid named Caleb, which I named. I won't say the true name of this kid, but I talked about how he was bodacious in his own way and when he misused it and what happened. Caleb was always a very outgoing kid, always stayed on top of things, something that I couldn't do at all. Caleb was a very well-known kid in school when you needed help on anything in school and things in your personal life. He was a very outstanding person. When one person is simply bodacious, everyone will start to know who they are. When it comes to this word, the person is usually responsible, on top of things, social, and outgoing. But if you don't have any of these traits, you can't really be that outgoing. But every single person in this world is bodacious in their own way. People never show it purposely, but only other people can observe how bodacious you are in a specific thing. Now, back to Caleb. One day, Caleb started to become cocky of how bodacious he was compared to others. He started to make sure that people knew he was like that. He started to get super competitive and mean. People started to look down at him. As time went on, people started to treat him worse and worse for this one trait he added to his bodaciousness, and that was being cocky. This started to make him very desolated over time. This shows us how when you make it to the top, that you should never misuse your skill, or it will turn on you.